Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the ayat that was being discussed yesterday, the brief translation explanation was pertaining to those who separate themselves from their bed, from their beds to cry to their Rabb in fear and hope. The author says that the second meaning of this is that this ayat refers to tahajjud salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this ayat refers to standing up at night. Another hadith sharif says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talked about standing in salah at night and tears rolled down from his mubarak eyes. At that time he recited this particular ayah. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu has said that according to the Torah, for those who stay away from their beds at night for standing in salah, Allah Ta'ala has prepared such rewards which no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard of, and no angel nor any Nabi or Rasul knows about them. And the same has been referred to in this ayat of the Holy Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared such rewards for the pious that no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard of, nor have those things crossed anybody's mind. Hundreds of pious people used to spend their nights in salah, crying and weeping while remembering their Rabb. Imam Hanifa rahimahullah for 40 years performed his Fajr salah with the same wudu of his Isha salah. He used to complete two recitations of the Quran and Majid daily during the month of Ramadan, one at night and one during the day. Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu is well known for keeping awake, reciting the whole Quran Sharif in one rakat. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, after returning from Isha, often spent the rest of the night in Nafil Salah. It was the habit of Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu, a well-known Sahabi, to recite the entire Quran Sharif in one rakat. Sometime he repeated just one ayat the entire night. Uwais Qarni rahimahullah is a famous Tabi about whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken highly. And even asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to request him for dua, he would say on one night, this night is for ruku, and spend the whole night in ruku. On another night he would say, this night is for sajda, and spend it only in sajda. In short, there are so many incidents of pious people spending the whole night, all their lives, absorbed in the remembrance of their beloved Rabb, that it is practically impossible to mention them all. The poet has said, we shed tears by night, remembering our beloved, while asleep we dream of him alone. The author, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakaria, rahimahullah, says, if only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give this humble author a little of their love for ibadat, and we also make the similar and same dua that Allah ta'ala bless us also with the same zeal and enthusiasm and the tawfiq of making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner.